All right, here we go, section by section. Today's sermon, it's going to look more closely at this Bible reading, and we're going to break it into sections. Each one has a tidbit that's important. And then hopefully when we get through all the sections, we can remember the whole thing for its important sections and its overall importance. Here we go, part one. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn." Jesus compared the generation of people to children who keep asking the grown-ups to play with them or to participate in their activities and events. We probably don't see anything particularly wrong about children wanting grown-ups to notice them and play with them, but in Jesus' day, children weren't looked upon as something particularly valuable. They were more of a chore until they could carry their own weight in society. I guess a good equivalent today would be Jesus comparing our generation to a bunch of whiny children who always want to be the center of attention. We want God to do what we want instead of looking for what God wants. Part two. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Cousins. Do you remember the Patty Duke show? The theme song runs through my head occasionally. You remember, right? Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bookends, different as night and day. I wonder if I sang that well enough to get a copyright strike. We'll have to see. Anyway, why mention cousins today? Well, according to Luke 1:36, Mary and Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, were relatives. The King James Version calls them cousins, making Jesus and John the Baptist relatives that may even have been second cousins. I don't think they looked identical to one another. But this part of today's reading shows that though they were related and integral parts of our faith story, they were different as night and day. John stayed away from, well, just about anything that might be considered fun. Jesus, on the other hand, spent time eating and drinking and having fun. The folks of Jesus' time couldn't get that both were God's servants. They had unkind words for both. I think that this little part reinforces the idea that there is room in God's neighborhood for very different kinds of people with different ways of doing things. There's room for different opinions and even different political preferences. But let me be direct here. There really isn't room for marginalizing people because of the color of their skin, whom they love, or where their country of origin is. Nevertheless, the games of attack anyone with a different opinion than yours run contrary to this idea that there is diversity in God's neighborhood. Part three. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." Ha! Those of us who think that we have all the answers are missing out on the best, most important things. And the best, most important things are known by the ones we would never expect. They have the capacity to understand them. But what God reveals is known and understood. Well, all right, I think this little section of Bible knowledge reminds us that no matter how much we think we know, there is much more that we don't know. And also that we can and should learn from sources we're more likely to ignore. I think that gives us encouragement to be open to learning what God has to teach us our whole lives. Part four. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Ooh. Ready to learn from the most unlikely sources and learn for the rest of your life. Are you ready for that? There are things we'll never know. Things that only God knows. I wonder what those things are. I wonder if we'll ever get a glimpse. Or if we already have. There's something to love about God's mystery. Knowing that we don't know, but also knowing that whatever we know or think we know, there is so much more. And even when our learning and our lives are at an end, there is still much more. Part 5. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Words of invitation from Jesus, in a general and specific sense. Specifically, Jesus was inviting disciples who wished to, or who had already begun studying with a rabbi, to take his yoke, the yoke of a teacher and a student. The teacher is gentle and offers rest. This teacher will carry the brunt of the weight while the disciple learns, not by pulling all the weight alone or even equally with the teacher, but instead being guided and taught. And then generally, Jesus' words echo to us today as rest for the weary. They resonate with any who are weary, overburdened, wiped out with everything. The words don't promise a burden-free journey, but rather that our journey with Jesus will be one that offers rest for our souls. Our journey with Jesus isn't without responsibility, but it is one where we can trust that Jesus is carrying the load. So what are the burdens we are carrying? What burdens do we have with us today, right here in this digital space? What kind of rest do we think we need from Jesus? What kind of rest will Jesus provide? Good questions to ponder. So, all the parts. We want God to do what we want instead of looking for what God wants. There is room in God's neighborhood for very different kinds of people with very different ways of doing things. No matter how much we think we know, there is much more that we don't know, and also that we can and should learn from sources we're more likely to ignore. There's something to love about God's mystery. Knowing that we don't know, but also knowing that whatever we know or think we know, there is so much more. And even when our learning and our lives are at an end, there is still much more to know. And our journey with Jesus isn't without responsibility, but it is one where there is rest for our souls and one where we can trust that Jesus is carrying the load. Some great bits of learning. And as we continue on our faith journey, continuing to love God and to love everyone, we can trust in Jesus' promise. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Amen.